Case number 11093, Waste Industries, south of Route 24, John J. Williams Highway, approximately 600 feet west of Route 309. A special use exception to place a manufactured home type structure to use in, as a construction trailer office for a period of 5 years.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes. Seth Heath. Address 28471 John J. Williams Highway.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes,
I do. Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Hi, good evening. We obviously applied for a double-wide office trailer for our place of business, Waste Industries. I'm the general manager of Waste Industries in Millsboro on John J. Williams Highway. And I would like to request a 5-year temporary placement of the trailer for the term of our lease.
Okay. You said the trailer is there now?
Yes, sir.
Did you apply for a permit before placing the trailer?
We did not, because it was to my understanding that there had already been permission granted by the board at one time for a structure there. So going off of a approved site map here, we went ahead and placed the trailer. And then it was brought to our attention that our permit had expired, of which the trailer was already there at that time.
How long was that?
Then we approved. We then came in and purchased the permit, and then here I am.
How long did it expire?
How long? I was not aware of any of the time constraints on it, but on the site map here, the structure was approved back in, I think, 2007.
Okay.
5 years ago?
5 years ago.
That's correct.
So that's was the structure placed 5 years ago?
No, sir. Again, according to our landlord, we rent the property from Ram Leasing. They had told us that there shouldn't be any permits needed, that we were already pre-approved for any structure we wanted on the property. So taking their word for it, we went ahead and placed the structure there.
So now you know that no matter what you do to a property, you got to have a permit and permission.
Right, and I also understand that a permit, after it's been granted, only lasts for a year. So
right, if you don't do anything about it.
Right, so I didn't understand that there was a year time span that you had that permission.
So you understand that when you, if this is approved, then you have to come back in 5 years to get approval again.
Yes, sir. The lease of the term of our lease will be up in 5 years, so we'll be off the property by then anyway.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Okay. I do have additional questions. In the event that you would not stay there for your full lease, would you be removing the mobile unit?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
The mobile unit is in our name. It is our temporary office trailer. Again, the landlord of the property had plans to build a permanent structure there, of which they were already approved for some years ago. And again, we felt we already had the approval process. According to our landlord, we were going off the word they'd given to us.
Okay. How old is the structure?
How old?
Approximately. Is it new?
It's only been there a month.
So it was brand new?
It came off of another job site. So the structure itself is not brand new, but is new to the site, obviously.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And are you planning any landscaping?
Yes, sir. We will do a nice little pathway around to the side of the trailer to the front steps at the entrance. It has a front and back entrance. The rear entrance is for a handicap accessible. The front entrance, just some normal steps. Looks nice from the road. It will be painted.
Okay.
Is this the picture of it right here?
Yes, that is the new structure. Yes, sir.
That is a new one. Okay.
Yes, sir.
It's already got the shorting and everything all around it already.
Yes, that's okay. Correct. Yes.
So there was a previous structure. There's two pictures here. What's this other structure?
Which one are you
speaking? This structure here.
That one was set there for approximately 4 to 5 months while we were negotiating with the landlord. Okay. We were going to have them, I guess, build to suit for us on the property, and things didn't quite work out. We couldn't come to a good agreement, mm-hmm. so we went ahead and did the term.
Okay.
Yeah, temporary structure.
Okay.
All right.
Any sure?
That's it.
What do you have? What are the neighboring properties like? Can you explain the neighborhood for us?
One side is complete woods. We're actually just up from the Mount Air Chicken Plant on John J. Williams Highway. So that whole stretch of road right there is nothing but woods between us and Mount Air Chicken. Mm-hmm. And then right beside us is Paradis Gas, which is a propane company.
What kind of traffic do you anticipate having in and out of there?
Well, we're a waste hauling company, so only our trucks.
How many trucks do you envision going through there in a given day?
We have 25 trucks, so 25 in, 25 out, and then employee vehicles. It's a shared access road with Paradis Gas, so our trucks use the driveway entrance as well as Paradis Gas, and then there's also a U-Haul rental place and a self-storage type place that shares the access as well.
I have nothing further.
Okay, thank you.
I have one question.
Mr. Hudson?
The trucks would just be housed there overnight, so they'd be in and out one time during the day?
Yes, sir, exactly.
Okay, so that's just...
Out in the morning and in the afternoon.
Okay.
I have another.
Mr. Rickard?
This is going to be just for your business, is that correct? You're going to do business out of this
mobile home? Yes, sir.
Right. And you're not going to build it. It's not there for construction. You keep saying construction.
Well, that's what William Scotsman is the builder of the trailer. That's how they, I guess, coined the term a construction trailer. It'd be something you would see.
Yeah, because it reads any business, commercial, industrial use, so your business is going to be used as a business, okay?
Yes, sir.
Office.
That's correct. We have two CSRs, myself and an operations supervisor that sit in the trailer on a daily basis.
Okay, thank you.
You were saying in 5 years this would be going, so in other words, in 5 years you'll be putting a new building up.
If the landlord so chooses. Our lease ends in 5 years. We've already pretty much outgrown the space. So we will be looking for land elsewhere to build a larger facility.
Oh, okay.
At which time you'll be removing the...
At which time we'll be removing the trailer, yes, sir.
Better way.
Yes.
Okay.
Your days of operation?
We run 7 days a week, especially in the summertime. Just because the seasonality calls for it, but right now we're a 5 to 6 day a week operation.
What are your hours of operation?
We start at 5 a.m. in the morning till whenever all the trash is picked up, so that normally is around 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There are no close by residential areas or anything like that around us that we would be disturbing them.
We will probably stipulate that as long as your business is there and it's being used by Waste Industries, therefore, in the event that you would leave early, property owner wants to take over or not, they would have to come back here, and you may want to let them know that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Definitely.
Okay. Any further questions from members of the board? Any further questions? Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I didn't hear testimony that would suggest otherwise, that the use requested would not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties, and the applicant suggests that it would not. So I would make a motion to approve case number 11093 for a period of 5 years for the applicant Waste Industries, not the owner necessarily.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11093. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, also for the reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11093 is approved for a period of 5 years.
Correct. Okay. Thank you. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.